I want to start off this morning thanking those of you who have shared with Jane and I out of your gardens. We've really enjoyed what you've shared with us, and I really admire you because, you know, I've always had the idea of having a nice garden, but I only tried it once and gave up on it rather quickly because a garden takes a lot of work. You know, I was just hoping you just plant it and then go out there and harvest it. But you got to do some work. And weeds grow incredibly fast and will overtake it soon and rob the things you've planted of nutrients. And so I really appreciate those gifts from the garden. I appreciate those people who are good gardeners. But the point is, are we cultivating the treasures of our heart? Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Really bothered me in the last election when our vice president got up and quoted that backwards. Where your heart is are your treasures. Now, where your treasure is, there is your heart also. Now, how do we cultivate those kind of treasures in our lives? You see, we do cultivate those things that we treasure. You know, it amazed me that, you know, they have all kinds of studies on all kinds of things, but they've got a number of tapes that are made for expecting mothers. And they're musical tapes, and I hear Mozart in particularly is a good tape to play while you're carrying a baby in the womb to give them an appreciation of music. But at the same time, do we cultivate praying out loud and talking to that child before they're born so they hear prayers and they hear about God before they ever come into life? The other day I called my son. My son is a stay-at-home dad, moving to Durham. He left his engineering job, and his wife works at the Research Triangle and makes a good bit more money than he does. So with my granddaughter and the cost of child care up there, he decided to be a stay-at-home dad for a while. And I called him the other day on the phone, and I said, what are you doing? And he said, well, we just got out of Kinder Music. So at 7 months old, he's cultivating that musical taste in Karis. That here he was, a friend he went to school with, and her daughter, and another friend and her daughter, were in a Kinder Music class for 7, 8, and 9-month-old children, cultivating a love for music. And yet, are we cultivating in a child the love of God and the love of prayer and the love of God's Word? In other words, how do we cultivate the treasures of our hearts? As children grow up, we emphasize all kinds of things. We emphasize the importance of education, but are we cultivating the importance of treasuring learning about the Word of God to direct our lives, to enrich our lives? We talk about not laying out of school and skipping school, but attending regularly. But do we cultivate in our children regularly reading the Word of God and praying to God on a regular basis? So we treasure the Word of God. We treasure our time with God. This is how we cultivate the spiritual treasures of the heart. And as we're growing, there are all kinds of things that cultivate our desire for the things of this world, for material things, for personal pleasures. But are we cultivating a love of living in God's world and praising God for all that He has given to us? Are we cultivating the treasures of our heart that are godly? See, that's what Jesus was talking about. One of the saints of the church was Augustine of Hippo in North Africa. He's one of the first saints of the church that we have a pretty complete history recorded from the time of his birth in 354 A.D. Until his death in 434. And, you know, he lived a pretty worldly life. His dad was not religious at all. His mother was a Christian and prayed for him, but he lived a very worldly life. He treasured the pleasures of everyday life. As a matter of fact, and I don't recommend this, at age 15, he started living with a woman, had a child out of wedlock, and lived with her for 15 years before he became a Christian. So at 33 years of age, he gave up his worldly ways, his sensual pleasures. He found a philosophy that allowed him to have it that way. He prayed daily for chastity and temperance, but not now. And you know, I expect that's the way a lot of Christians are. Oh, I want to be good, but not right now, Lord. I got a couple of plans today, and all that goodness might hold me back. Well, that's the way Augustine was. You know, help me to be a pure person, but not just right now. I got other things on my mind. But influenced by Bishop Ambrose, he became a Christian and became a great Christian in the church. One of the most prolific writers in church history, as he struggled with this pull of the world and this call of God to be treasured in our hearts. And he battled that, and he wrote about it, and he preached about it, and he was a bishop in Hippo for over 50 years. We live in a world that teaches us to treasure pleasure, to indulge ourselves, to treasure things, to amass great wealth. And there's nothing wrong with wealth as long as it's not the treasure of our heart, as long as it's a supplemental thing. Jesus wanted us to cultivate treasuring His Word, treasuring a personal relationship with God in Christ Jesus. You know, I look back on my life and I see growing up with in a rather modest home with family that always rented and never owned anything. You know, the idea of owning some things in my life. Of course, then when you own them, you got to take care of them, and you got to work on them, and you got all of that kind of thing. I didn't realize there might be some real advantages to renting. But you know, that's not something I treasure anymore. Maybe it was something I needed to get out of my system. And all of the kind of attention that we get in the world and the things we do, the dreams we have of being important in the eyes of others. But you know, as I get older, the thing I treasure most is a close relationship with my Lord and my God. You know, when I used to pray, and our prayers tell us a lot about where our treasure is. When we get threatened, we pray. And when we pray, what do we pray about? Well, you might discover the treasures of your heart if you look at the subject of your prayers, what you're asking for. You know, even when I prayed for my family, It was kind of selfish and self-centered. It was so things went well in the family, so things went well with me. And you know, I've noticed lately that what I treasure from my family is a deeper relationship with God. And I don't even have to ask about how that'll benefit me, because I know if they're in the Word daily, if they are having a rich relationship with our Lord and our God through Christ Jesus, that I'm going to benefit from that. I don't have to ask for that. That'll be the overflow of a full cup. But you know, there's still a lot of weeds in my garden I'm cultivating. A lot of things that just creep in and take over and get my eyes off of what I think my heart's desire is to be closer to God. Does that happen to you? And it seems like I'm eternally pulling up these weeds that distract me and draw me this way and that way away from God. Our Lord said, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. Why is that important in cultivating the treasures of our heart? Because out of our hearts flow our lives. What we're really made of, who we really are, comes from the heart. And if we treasure and cultivate the spiritual treasures of the heart, we will always receive the blessings of life. Are you cultivating the treasures of the heart, the spiritual treasures of the heart in your life? Or are you like St. Augustine? Lord, I want to be close to you, but not now. Let us pray.